Juneau's done it, Sitka has too, while voters in Wrangell opposed it. Now Petersburg's considering it, a broad ban on smoking. Entitled the Smoke-Free Air Act of 2010, the ordinance would generally prohibit smoking in all public buildings and businesses and places of work. None of Petersburg's city councilors smoke, but they had a mix of opinions on the measure. Mark Jensen thought it went too far. For instance, Jensen pointed out that unlike Juneau's ordinance, Petersburg's proposed measure provided no exceptions to the ban on workplace smoking.
And it states in the Juneau ordinance, places of employment with a total of four or fewer employees, provided that this exemption does not apply to a place of employment that is in an enclosed public space, place, or a private club. If we don't have something like that in this ordinance, the way I read it, a person that has a small business, and if one of his employees smokes, or if he wants to smoke in his business, he won't even be allowed to.
Jensen said he didn't like the proposal, but he said he was glad it was going to a vote of the people. Also, Mayor Al Dwyer expected the measure would see a number of changes before it gets that far.
I think it would be unfair for seven non-smokers to vote on a smoking issue, so the only place to do this is in a ballot. And there's going to be public hearings. There's going to be three readings on this. And I'm sure that we probably won't recognize it as it is now. It's going to change during the process, and that's what the process is all about, give the public a chance to talk about it.
The second reading is formally considered the time for public testimony, though in Petersburg the council typically allows public comment at any point in the process. Still, no one from the public turned out to talk about the ordinance Monday, and no one proposed any changes. Under the current language, the ban would include all government-owned facilities as well as private buildings. There would be no smoking in bars, restaurants, retail stores, and other for-profit or non-profit businesses, organizations, and places of employment. That includes private clubs. Smokers would also see a variety of restrictions outside. For instance, they'd have to stay 10 feet away from building entrances. They would not be allowed to smoke at the ball fields or within 10 feet of playgrounds. In general, the measure would not affect smokers in privately owned homes. However, residents at the city-owned Mountain View Manor elderly housing complex would no longer be allowed to smoke in their residences. There would also be some restrictions on smoking in outdoor common areas around apartment buildings, trailer parks, and other multi-residence facilities. There was little debate over the pros and cons of a smoking ban at Monday night's meeting, though Mayor Dwyer expressed support for the idea earlier in the day on KFSK's show Council Corner.
And I'm not against people who are smoking. I just don't want them smoking at me. I can turn around and walk away and not go into that establishment. That's not a problem. The ordinance is not about the customer. It's about the employee. Even if that employee smokes, the next employee might not. So it's the injury it does, secondhand smoke, to somebody else.
Also during Council Corner, Councillor Dan Hickman spoke against the ban. He said he didn't think the government should impose such a rule on a private business owner.
If he wants to ban smoking in his establishment, it should be his choice. It shouldn't be mandated that he has no option. That irritates me to no end when people start mandating things to me and say, you have no option. This is not your choice. But if the public votes for it, as always, I'll support the public opinion.
The language in Petersburg's ordinance comes from a national group called Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights. The organization lobbies for no-smoking legislation at the local, state, and federal levels. Councillor John Haverlick initially suggested the ordinance, and he said Monday night he thought the national group's language was more appropriate than Juneau's.
The Juneau one it's a lot harder to follow through on because it has so many different exceptions. It's harder to follow through on. This one's a nationally accepted one that most states have gone with.
The vote was ultimately 4-1, with Jensen opposed. If the council passes the measure twice more, it will go to a vote of the public in the 2010 general election next October. If voters approve, the smoking ban would go into effect the 1st of November. The measure will be up for a public hearing and a second council vote next Monday. Also, one clarification to an earlier version of this story. There was some confusion amongst some counselors and the mayor and staff during the vote on this issue, and it turns out the support was not unanimous as we initially reported. After the meeting, Councillor Jensen clarified that he had voted against the measure. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.